For several years now, a rural family practice in Bridgeton has been quietly offering treatment and support for pregnant women and mothers addicted to heroin and other drugs. It's the kind of service that's rarely provided in Maine, even as the number of pregnant women addicted to opioids has soared. And as Susan Sharon reports in our final installment of Recovery in a Small Town, the women say it's been a lifesaver, helping them cope with the combined stigma of being addicted and being an addicted mom.
The bi-monthly women's meetings at North Bridgeton Family Practice are facilitated by a counselor who has them start off by doing a check-in. The women ask that we not use their last names.
I'm Beth. I just had a surgery supposed to get rid of a kidney stone, but they couldn't do it. I did good, though. I had a prescription for pain meds and didn't get them filled.
Good for you.
Good.
On this day, there are four women in the group. They talk about kids, relationships, the triggers they need to avoid to stay sober. They're all mothers who are taking Suboxone to treat their opioid addiction. Most have been taking it for several years. Danielle started taking a version of the medication called Subutex when she became pregnant. At first, she says she didn't like the idea, but her doctor convinced her that the medication was better than using heroin and other drugs or going into withdrawal while pregnant.
You know you need to do this to have a healthy baby, but there definitely is a stigma attached to it.
Danielle, who has brought her baby to the group session, says she feels that shame every time she's late getting to treatment, late dropping her older daughter off at school, and an attendance taker asks her why.
I think the number one thing, too, and when you're pregnant or even when you have children, when you have an addiction, is the fear of what could happen. You know what I mean?
Terry is a mother of four kids who says she lost a house, two jobs, and custody of her children to her addiction. Losing her kids, she says, was her worst fear and a big reason she did not ask for help until it was too late.
And if I had known of Suboxone, that there was the option to go to a doctor and say, I need help managing my opiate addiction, the road that my family went down could have been in a straight line, you know. The whole entire urge was gone from my brain, and the sickness, the first time I took a Suboxone, that was 6 years ago.
Terry is now living with her children at her mother's house. Her husband is currently in jail out of state for what Terry says is the umpteenth time. And while she's doing well in recovery, she has a conviction for distributing cocaine. And she says that felony is a barrier to finding work and being able to support her kids.
If I go and apply for a job, they're going to see that. They're not going to know that, you know, how many years I did what or whatever. They're going to look and see, like, oh, this girl.
And it's kind of like a catch-22. Like, you need to get a job, but then, like me, like stealing. Well, I can't get a job because I have stealing on my record, but my kids need things, so maybe, I mean, I'm not, but maybe I'm going to go out and steal some more.
Danielle says her charge stems from the period right after her first child was born. Her partner got arrested for breaking into houses and stealing drugs. She was left with no resources and says she got caught stealing baby clothes at the Maine Mall. The women say these crimes should not doom their chances of finding a job, especially after being sober for several years now. For those who do have work, the rigorous demands of daily counseling sessions, 3 hours a day, 4 or 5 days a week, can be hard on an employer. And some employers are also unforgiving about failed drug screens, even if the drug is a prescribed medication.
If somebody's working, that's so good for their recovery,
right.
You know, so why take that away?
Mindy Butler of Crooked River Counseling is in charge of the women's program. She says she tries to be sensitive to people's work schedules and to childcare issues when she's helping them arrange treatment.
I've found, especially with moms, single moms, they might not have a safe place to put their child. They might not have the money for the child care and those sorts of things. So this just really opens an avenue where they can keep their kids with them, still get the treatment that they need.
What a big girl.
Butler says research shows that women often do better in recovery when they're in women-only support groups, where they're free to discuss sensitive issues like domestic violence. Danielle says she was initially skeptical of coming to the women's group.
I was like, I don't want to go with like a bunch of female drug addicts in the town that I grew up in and talk about, you know, whatever. And then I came and I was all nervous. And by the time I left, I was like, that was way better than individual counseling.
Yeah.
It just works. It's great. I love it.
Rachel, who's only been in treatment for about a year, says she's also benefited from the group. And she has this observation.
I think that after you get on the road to recovery, you're
you're so much capable of loving your child and being a good mom.
And that, say the women, is why programs like this one are so desperately needed across Maine. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.
And you can listen to or read the entire series and see pictures at news.mpbn.net.